Holy, 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 holy see you.
Open the eyes.
Oh. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. Shining with the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. As we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see you.
All right.
in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Oh, yeah.
It sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, to thee, how great thou art.
Oh,
you want to sit?
I've got a microphone for you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm your personal assistant.
Your digital assistant.
Good morning. This is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for everything that has happened in this convention. And we, Lord, just would pray that today's events would be okay in your sight, Lord, that you would guide our hearts and our hands and our heads so that we can get everything accomplished that we need to. And there would be no rancor, no dissent, no anything that would cause to bring this wonderful evening to a close in any way that would not be of you, Lord. And that's all I have to say, and thank you, and I love you, and amen. Okay, now, unfortunately, I'm the person who has to read the list of people who have died that I know of. And I'm saying I got everybody, but John Huffman, now, he keeps me informed, just saying. So, in 2-3 of 16, we lost Bo Bodkin, class of 2003. In 7-17 of 15, Elena McNeely. 8-5 of 15, Glenn Dysinger. 8-4 of 15, I think it says Calvin Word, and he was class of, well, I don't know what, 57 maybe? 9-14-15, Roberta McNeely. And we lost Dawn Terhune, Michelle Huff. We lost a teacher, Mabel Johnson. In 12 of 15, Mr. Steve Spiker. 226 of 17, Doug Raymond, class of 88. 312 of 17, our illustrious O&M instructor and an all-around great guy, Mr. Tom Busick. And sadly, one of my friends, 325 of 17, Kenny Bennett. So, that's all the names that I have. If anybody has any that they want to add, I would be glad, not glad, but I would be honored to add those to the list. But that's all that I know of.
Jacob Gooding.
Who?
Last year.
Who?
Jacob Gooding.
Jacob Gooding.
Class of 2000.
Jacob Gooding, class of 2000?
2011 or 12.
Okay. Anybody? I wasn't supposed to read anything prior to 15, correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I'm sorry to have to reveal those things. We'll sure miss them.
Thank you.
There you go, Bill.
As we gather today to remember those, I just want to say, wherever I go and preach, I need to take this choir with me. You know, on the day of Pentecost, Peter preached in Jerusalem, and more than 3,000 believers were added to the church on that one day. That growth continued as the apostles preached the gospel and performed many wonders around Jerusalem. Acts 5:15 tells us, "So they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them." You know, sometimes when we read a Bible verse, we ask, why is that there? Yeah. Well, you know, there was, and still is in some Eastern cultures, a belief that if a person's shadow falls on you, it touches you with the influence of the spirit of that person. So people in the early days of the church were seeking healing and power, and they would bring them out. They would place themselves in positions where the shadow of Peter or the other apostles might fall on them. They believed that influence could bring them health and a renewed spirit. So it's also said that in some villages in India, people would maneuver themselves to a place where Mahatma Gandhi's shadow might fall on them as he passed by, thereby bringing them blessing. At the same time, they would carefully avoid any possibility that their own shadows might touch him and thereby depreciate his noble presence. You know, in our culture, we don't share the superstition that a shadow literally represents the good or ill that a person brings into the world. But it is definitely worth considering that each of us casts a shadow of sorts, a shadow of influence on those that we come in contact with. That influence might be good and it might be bad. As we gather and remember the old friends that have gone before us, we need to also remember the influence they had on us. That's why we're here, because those people have had an influence on us. That's why we have this convention, because the people that have gone before have influenced us and left us a legacy. And as we think of that influence, we need to be constantly aware of the shadow that we cast on others. What legacy do we wish to leave? In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus begins the Sermon on the Mount. And what we find in the beginning of chapter 5 is what we call the Beatitudes. I'm going to run through and give you a brief summary of the Beatitudes, because they in themselves are a series of lessons. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when others revile and persecute you falsely on Jesus' account. These Beatitudes, they form a practical and a challenging ethic that we, as followers of Jesus Christ, should strive to live by. But why? The answer to that question is influence. You know, Jesus immediately follows the Beatitudes with this from Matthew 5:13-16. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In that same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So why do we put salt on food? Because it improves the taste. If it didn't, you wouldn't put salt on it. You would discard the salt. You'd take it out of your cabinet and throw it right in the trash. The Beatitudes that Jesus gave us as an ethic to live by, when combined with the greatest commandment, you know, when Jesus was asked what was the greatest commandment, he said it is to love God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. And second only to that is to love your neighbor as yourself. So now we have the Beatitudes and we have the greatest commandment. So what are we supposed to do with them? We're supposed to share. Now that we are the salt of the earth, we can make this world a better place. We can share the things that we have and the talents that we have with people. Everybody we touch, everybody we come in contact with, we influence. You know, you are the light of the world. We're instructed not to put our light under a basket, because if it's under a basket, we can't share it. We need to be like a city on a hill so that others can see our light from afar. So the people we're here to remember this morning, they did that for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. They have touched us, and they have helped us to live a better life. You know, that's what Jesus wanted for us. That's what his whole purpose for coming was, so that we could have a better life. Not a life here, but a life hereafter. You know, Jesus gave his life on the cross so that we could be cleansed and we could have a relationship with God and spend eternity in heaven. So as we gather to remember those that have gone before us that we miss so much, some of those people on that list personally touched my life a lot. I want us to all think about what Jesus has done for us, what the people that have gone before have done for us.
Come on.
And we need to behave in a manner where we're going to have that same legacy. We need to help others to come to know Christ and help others to come to realize that there's more in this world than just money and worldly things. So as we continue our business here today, think about the influence that we're going to have on the generations to come. Because that's what this organization is about, is the influence that the generations before have had on us and the influence that we can have on the next generation.
Come on.
So that's just what I really wanted to say this morning.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're going to have a good career when you get to it, buddy.
Well, let's close in a word of prayer, and then we'll take a few minutes. Nancy may have a few announcements to make. Precious Father, we thank you for the lives of those that have gone before us and the influence they've had on us, Father. We thank you for the wonderful memories that we have, and we thank you so much for the opportunity that you give us to continue that legacy and the opportunity that you give us to minister to others and to influence other lives. And Father, as we do that, help us to remember the Beatitudes that you have put forth and the code of ethics that you have for us to live by. And Father, help us also to remember the Great Commission, that we are to go forth and make disciples of all the nations, Father. Help us to continue to spread the word of your gospel, that we are all sinners, unworthy of your love and your grace. And Father, we thank you so much that Christ approached that cross on Calvary and died on the cross to pay our debt. You know, we are told so often as children that Christ died for our sins, but it's hard to comprehend that. You know, there's a debt that we owe. The wages of sin is death, and Christ paid that debt for us on the cross. Yes. And I want to thank you so much for that free gift. And ask that as we continue to do business today, you would help us to be mindful of that and mindful of the influence that we have on others. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
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 Okay. Speak up.
Possibly. I think it's wonderful.
Because we started a little bit late.
And I wanted to say, I have a book that, I mean, you know, I wrote a book about my life and the influence that God has had in changing that. And I did talk about the school, but it's called From Dreaming a Dream to Sharing a Song. The fact that I used to, my way of coping whenever things got really crazy was to fantasize. And I could live in that dream world. If it got to the point where my fantasies start, I started acting them out
in reality, and that's
how you go, girl. You don't want to do things when you're married that you fantasize about.
No.
And I did, and that's when God came and turned my life around.
Amen.
And since then, He's given me a lot of things to do in this year. The books, right now I have large print copies. They're like a 12 point. But I'm working on getting it put in Braille. But if anybody is interested in maybe taking a look just to see, you can look at the contents and see.
How much are they?
15. That's what the publisher charges. We got their 15.
Oh, I definitely
you
want
have
one.
Have
I have it right here.
Yes.
Oh,
I
have
Rhonda.
I have a lot of journals out on Kindle.
Yes, they are on Kindle. They're on computers. They're on Amazon.com. I've got like 8 copies. So if you don't take them home, I don't have to.
Okay.
What was the name of the title again?
Dreaming a dream, from dreaming a dream to sharing a song.
You know what?
Dreaming a dream to sharing a song. Okay, guys, I do not have a voice this morning, so.
You need a microphone?
I see.
She's got one, she just can't talk.
I've got the big microphone here, I just can't talk now.
Sorry.
Okay, listen up. Few announcements. One, we still have t-shirts to sell. White t-shirts. So if you're interested, see Barb, because I don't think Corey's down there yet. Second of all, then, second of all, when you pay your bill, make sure you use cash or your credit cards, because right now the credit card that might be on there is the alumni one. We paid a lot and we're not going to pay any more, so please make sure you use your card or cash. If the bill does not seem to be right, see Barbara or myself so we can work it out, because there was some differences, but it seems to be working out better today.
If they ask you if you use like an American Express credit card, and you have an American Express,
have
them
check it
so
that, you know, make sure you guys can charge for
the rest of your
rent.
What was the
room's
rate
supposed to be? It should
if you got to
governor's council.
No.
No, it should have been
like
1:22
a night before that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now we're going to take a break. We're meeting back at 10 a.m. for the business meeting. And we've got a lot, because we got some new business in the committee reports and the audit committee report. So please come back and join us. But in the meantime, either sit in here and talk or go get breakfast if you haven't gotten it. And see you back in here then.
Yes.
Troy wanted me to ask you how much you guys take for our room so that we can pay it forward later.
I'm sorry?
He wanted to know how much the room was that you paid so that we can pay it forward at any time.
So we need to pay what?
Oh, you can pay it?
Pay it.
Where I go, I need food.
I mean, I'll be right there. Because when I got the receipt, they said it was already paid, so.
Ah.
So if you didn't do it.
No.
Huh?
No.
Hang on a minute.
Mm.